Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about people who during the tribulation ridicule Christians for praying to God. Now, they are praying to the rocks and hiding from the wrath of the Lamb. Well, let's continue with that thought today. Revelation 6 tells of the great men and all kinds of men hiding themselves in caves and calling for the rocks and mountains to cover them and hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God. Isn't it interesting? The wrath of the Lamb, you don't think of a Lamb as wrath, but this is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And whereas they make fun of people praying to God, now they're praying to the rocks and mountains to cover them. Isn't that interesting? They think it's crazy to pray to a living God who is a spirit, but they think it's not crazy to pray to mountains and rocks that don't have ears, don't have eyes, can't hear, can't see, can't walk. Interesting. Nineveh sees the men high. The women are ravished. The children are dashed in pieces. The same will happen in a future day when armies are surrounding Jerusalem. In Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2 it says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Now look, God is not unjust. Here are people that are calling themselves civilized people today, and they're trying to break these houses down, ravish the women. But because we have education, we are wise people. No. Nineveh was warned. And so are we today. Nineveh fell, although she was warned. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, we read this. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men. Who does God command? All men. Does that say certain men? No. All men. And what God says what he means, and he means what he says. God commandeth all men. Everywhere, not just specific places, everywhere, what does he command all men everywhere to do? To repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Now there's a thing that has been termed easy believism today. They say all you got to do is believe. The Bible just says believe. The same thing about repenting. I had one preacher that I didn't know this until he actually preached in my pulpit, and I've never had him back again. He just said, the Bible doesn't say pray. It doesn't say to repent. It just says believe. That's all you got to do is believe. You're saved. Oh, I was hoping our people didn't hear that. Several of them came up to me afterwards, and yes, they heard it. And I made sure that that man never came back again. But why would the Lord say he's commanded all men everywhere? That eliminates Calvinism. Because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained and gave assurance to all in that he's raised him from the dead. So he's talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. What is that for? For sin? Yeah. Paying the penalty. So this puts it in the area of salvation, and he says, call all men everywhere to repent. So if the Bible teaches that, then that's what it means. It does not mean something that some of these guys say, well, repentance is only for Christians. No, you're not a Christian until you repent and believe the gospel. Jesus went everywhere preaching repentance, the Bible tells us. Paul, the apostle, in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, says that he preached repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't leave out half of that. They go together. He will judge in righteousness. How? By his word, the Bible, and the living word, Jesus Christ. And by the way, even the Apostle Paul spoke of the righteousness, not having my own righteousness, but that righteousness which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's the righteousness he was going to be accepted in. When we say with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, we're believing into the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not our own righteousness. Christ's righteousness. I will be, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, through having been saved, having received him as my Lord and Savior, I will be accepted in the Beloved, that is, in Christ. I'm not accepted in my righteousness. All my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and so too are yours. That's why we all need a Savior. And so, he will judge in righteousness in that day. Now, all the fortifications, okay, speaks of the fortification. Fortify thy strongholds. All these fortifications against God, as strong as they may be to the minds and ways of man, are simply futile. And so verse 15 here of Nahum 3 says, there shall the fire devour thee, the sword shall cut thee off, it shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the locust. See, the fire devours. Well, the sword cuts off. It is very interesting that in Nineveh, that the men fled, leaving the women to fend for themselves. In hell, Satan can't help you. Your mother can't help you. Your daddy can't help you. Your children can't help you. Nobody can help you in hell. Hell is prepared to be a place of torment, but it was prepared to torment the devil and his angels. In other words, it was prepared to torment super spirit. That's why in the demonic man at Gennesaret, the devil say, send us into that herd of swine. Don't send us to that place before the time. Those devils knew what it was, and they feared it. Think of Noah before the flood. Think of Jeremiah and other prophets before captivity. Men who were beaten and slain. Men who named their sin, calling people to repent, and they suffered for doing so. And they would suffer until the Lord took them up to heaven. Do you see it? God always warns before he begins to judge. The failure wasn't in the lack of power, nor her power of persuasion. Rather, it's their hardened heart that hated the preaching that named sin, that called them to repent. 1 second after death is too late. The fire of hell devours any chance whatever. None whatever. Of your prayers been answered from that point forward. Even as the rich man in hell prayed for his loved ones, he sincerely cried out from hell for his brothers who were unsaved, But God says they have Moses and the prophets. He wasn't going to raise one from the dead. And he said they wouldn't even believe the one rose from the dead. And sure enough, Jesus rose from the dead, and they still didn't get saved, did they? You see, God has warned us. He warns all men everywhere and calls all men everywhere to repent. The sword of God's word shows that the man in hell has all hope cut off. That same man who said, I am tormented in this flame 2,000 years ago, is still today, still tormented in that flame. He's still crying out. He's never going to be able to escape. He will never cease to exist. The only thing like God for him is as all men. He was created in God's image, and God is a spirit. Therefore, his spirit will never cease to exist. And as a result, his spirit will be tormented in the body that he has given that is created for hell. We got a new body in heaven. This old body that we have that feels pain and things like that, we got saved, will be changed. Well, so is a man in hell, but his body is going to feel the pain. His body is going to feel the flame. His body is going to desire water. His desires, his intellect, everything else is going to be tormented day and night. You might say hell will be filled with some insane people, if not all of them, as a result of having no hope. And they'll be forever separated from God and his grace. Hell will be worse for some than it is for others, just as heaven will be better for some than others because the reward will be greater. Nineveh passed up her second chance. Jonah had gone there and preached, and they repented at the preaching of Job. But at 150 years later, Nineveh wants nothing to do with God. Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrian kingdom. Just like Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. being completely destroyed would be an example of that. Do you realize that if you die without Christ, you will go to hell, fire, and torment, just as you see with the rich man in the book of Luke chapter 16. But that's not the final place. Because then Christ has a great white throne judgment, where you're taken up before God at that white throne. The books are read, and it shows that you're not saved. And then you're cast into the eternal lake of fire. You know what it's like? It's like going from jail to federal prison, with no chance of parole and maximum security. You'll never escape. And yet you could be saved now.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.